733 is adopted. Please read 734.
Amend and extend term of temporary revocable permit granted to LCW Wireless Operations, LLC, to build and operate wireless facilities within the city's streets.
Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
735, please read.
Amend and extend term of right-of-way agreement granted to Sprint Spectrum LP to build and operate wireless facilities within the city's streets.
Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
736.
Amend and extend term of a right-of-way agreement granted to VoiceStream PCSI LLC, now known as T-Mobile West Corporation, to build and operate wireless facilities within city streets.
Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thanks again to staff. Thank you to citizens and to industry representatives. Everybody worked really well on this. Aye.
Please read 737.
Amend and clarify provisions of the campaign finance fund.
Please call the roll.
Fish?
As I indicated at the last hearing on this matter, I want to again thank Commissioner Fritz for her leadership and the work that she did, particularly behind the scenes, getting consensus on a number of common sense enhancements to our existing code. This is clearly a work in progress. Public opinion is all over the place on whether this has been a success. I'm committed to making sure the voters have a chance to review this process in no later than November of 2010. But along the way, it seems to me our obligation to strengthen and improve and enhance the system wherever possible. I think we've done that. And I'm particularly pleased that there are some common sense changes which will create some more fairness for both participating and non-participating candidates. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I also want to commend, I don't think I did this last time, Andrew Carlstrom, our elections officer, but also Commissioner Fritz for her leadership in helping to craft this package that's before us now. I think they're good common sense reforms, and we need them. Aye.
Leonard?
And I want to thank Andrew as well. He and I had an opportunity to sit down and talk about some of the comments I made last time, and I greatly appreciated his response to that and his commitment to be fair and impartial, and in fact, the auditor's office under Levon Griffin Belaid, to be fair and impartial in the administration of this program. That went a long ways to making me feel a lot better about this program. Thank you. Aye.
Fritz?
I'm very pleased with the updated rules. I thank Auditor Gary Blackmore and his staff and the Citizens Campaign Commission, who worked very diligently on this. The League of Women Voters and Democracy for Oregon and the City Club have had a lot of leadership and input into these regulations all through from start to now. And I thank my colleagues who have demonstrated willingness to make the system better despite having some reservations about it and sometimes not choosing to use it themselves, and from Mayor Adams for participating in setting limits in his mayoral campaign, and Commissioner Saltzman did also.
And Commissioner Fish did as well.
That's right. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. And Commissioner Fish did as well. Commissioner Leonard was not called upon to do that, but there we are.
Well, I set a limit of $2 million.
$2 million.
For my campaign.
Okay.
And I intend to stick by that.
Very nice, very nice. So, you know, we are moving forward on this. I think we're coming to consensus of what it is and what it isn't, and how it works in the city of Portland, which is a wonderful place to be. And so I thank the citizens of Portland who made this whole thing work. And I also commit to referring that whole thing to the voters in November of 2010, so that it truly will become voter-owned elections. But in the meantime, thank you very much. Aye.
Passes. Council is in recess until 2 p.m. today.
Is it in New York City?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Good job.